You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
For those who have never experienced Mumbai in the monsoons, filmmaker Basu Chatterjee's depiction in the song Rimjhim Gire Sawan is a feel-good tour of the city's rain-splashed landmarks. It is complete with Lata Mangeshkar's dulcet vocals, puddles you can jump in, waves that drench you, and the romance of walking hand-in-hand on roads unclogged by traffic. This was the 70s version of the Mumbai monsoon, of course. Over the years, the city's infrastructure has almost given away because of increasing population and ill-maintained drainage system and an overall inefficiency that results in routine flooding, the slowing down of the public transport system to a crawl, collapsing buildings and walls. Hello and welcome to Editor's Pick of the Day on Money Control. And today's podcast is not just about the latest episode in Mumbai's never-ending saga of monsoon troubles, but also looks at why things never seem to change.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
The monsoon at it again in Mumbai.
A Money Control exclusive.
Just yesterday, the Free Press Journal carried a report, a headline thus, and we quote, "The richest municipal body in India, BMC, is inefficient for problems in the city." Unquote. Journalist Akash Sakaria opened the piece thus, and we quote, "Every year, after the rains cause widespread disruption, the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, or BMC, claims that it is at work and things will be different the next year. But neither do things change, nor the BMC's statements. Already this season, Mumbai's rains have been responsible for the city's litany of woes, with three deaths on June 24th and 25th topping the list. These downpours led to waterlogging in many parts, which in turn caused traffic to crawl and saw more than 50 BEST buses diverted and more than 140 trains on Central and Western Railways cancelled." Unquote. The report, of course, was filed before this morning's unfortunate event. Heavy overnight rains and waterlogging in many areas today resulted in a crash of a structure known as the Gokhale Bridge on SV Road. A part of the bridge, which is on the southern end of the Andheri station between platform numbers 7 and 8, crashed around 7:30 a.m., in the process dismantling overhead wires, which then fell on the tracks. Updates are coming in even as we record this, but there was no immediate confirmation at the time of recording about whether the injured were commuters or pedestrians. Last updates have reported that 5 people have been injured, with 2 in a critical condition, though thankfully no casualties have been reported so far. Rescue operations are on to see if there are any more people trapped under the debris. So for those of us not familiar with Mumbai, where is Gokhale Bridge? Gokhale Bridge is the connection between Andheri East and Andheri West stations and is used by thousands of commuters each day. Traffic at and around the bridge has been stopped and trains have been delayed, causing misery and inconvenience to thousands. Some routes of a few other local trains have been rearranged to help the commuters, we have learned. There will also be an increase in the frequency of the city's BEST buses to help out commuters. Mumbai's famously efficient Dabbawala service has also been affected by this disruption. So what is the extent of the damage? The bridge crash has damaged a section of the platform roof. The debris has blocked railway lines. And as we mentioned before, electric wires and overhead power equipment have suffered damage as well. And as is obvious, the debris will have to be cleared and wires repaired before trains can resume and life for commuters can return to normal. Western Railway spokesperson Ravinder Bhakkar said, and we quote, "Thankfully, no train was passing beneath the track." Unquote. So, it was a matter of chance that no train was passing by, because if there had been one, the damage would have included the lives of many commuters. It is also fortunate that the crash happened around 7:30 a.m. when not too many commuters were using the bridge. Railways Minister Piyush Goyal has already ordered an inquiry into this bridge collapse. Adding to the torment of the hard-working Mumbaikar is the incessant waterlogging, which is slowing traffic everywhere else. The roads which were reported to be waterlogged include Sham Talav Road, Hind Mata at Dadar, Oberoi Mall at Goregaon East, towards CSMT Road in Kudla. Over a foot of water was reported at areas like Mahim Junction, Nehru Nagar Bridge and CST Road. But even as a casual glance through monsoon-related news reports would tell you, this is not the first time or even the last possibility that the Mumbaikar has suffered occurred due to a city severely unprepared for the rains. On the 25th of June just this year, a wall collapse caused a road cave-in in Wadala East, damaging at least 15 cars and burying some of them under the debris, reports the Free Press Journal. The journal also reported that the BMC is the richest municipal body in India and one of the richest in Asia. Its annual budget estimate for 2018-19 is 27,258.07 crore rupees. The report says that it is the massive underutilization of funds caused by red tape and lack of planning that inconveniences the city every year during the rains. The civic body, however, came back with a retort that there was waterlogging in only 9 out of the 10 places of the more than 125 chronic flooding spots in the city during the June rains. A BMC official said, and we quote, more than 1,200 protective grills or nets have been put on manholes across the city and more will be put in the coming months, unquote. But what is evident is that while there is a tendency to do crisis management on the spot, a larger perspective about long-term solutions is missing. On June 7th, Adyan Parvez Tamboli, a 3-year-old toddler, fell into an open gutter in Chembur's Cheetah Camp area and died. That even one death is one too many is a lesson we as a nation need to imbibe, because too many lives are lost due to large-scale ineptitude and apathy. There is also a tendency after every such tragedy for officials and residents to indulge in a blame game and shrug off all accountability. Inadequate maintenance of existing lifelines and infrastructure and ineffective solid waste management and the pervasive garbage menace contribute to this bleak picture. Just a day ago, First Post came up with 10 reasons why Mumbai suffers endlessly through every monsoon. Reason number one being that the city suffers from a chronic drainage problem. Says the First Post report, and we quote, every time it rains when the high tide is on, the rainwater doesn't flow out of the city. It backs up and inundates every low-lying part, unquote. Reason number two, according to the report, is that the railway tracks are said to be a few feet below the main sea level, or MSL, and that explains their submersion. First Post says reason number three behind the monsoon woes in Mumbai are the over a century old stormwater drains which haven't been overhauled despite the big ticket project. The Brihan Mumbai stormwater disposal system is underway, though at a snail's pace. According to First Post, reason number four is that the contracts for clearance of drains, nallas as we call them, are issued late, and the work is often done unprofessionally. Reason number five is that inefficient contractors are not held accountable. According to First Post, they continue to be bidders for the work year upon year, causing the same problems every time. The sixth reason, First Post says, is that many elected ward representatives do not attend to basic issues like solid waste management and inspection of drains. Reason number seven, according to First Post's Mahesh Vijapurkar, is that solid waste management is not done routinely, but only taken up before the monsoon. Even though the plastic ban has sought to address Mumbai's plastic waste problem, the city, says First Post, is far from eliminating plastic from its garbage, with construction material and thermocol adding to the solid waste crisis. And that is the reason number eight why the city suffers from waterlogging, among other problems, every monsoon, especially when packing in plastic is the norm and 99% of shoppers don't carry reusable bags. The First Post report does not absolve the Mumbaikar from accountability either, and so the 10th reason is that the average citizen has not done his or her bit to address the issues that paralyze their city in the rains every year. Garbage disposal is the responsibility of the citizen too, and apart from the 7,500 tons of garbage collected per day, the unspecified masses of uncollected garbage continue to choke the drains.
Editor's pick of the day.
The monsoon at it again in Mumbai.
A Money Control exclusive.
Hope is a good thing, and every philosophical Hindi song will tell you that, as will every article celebrating the tireless spirit of the Mumbaikar, but ground realities must be attended to by civic bodies and the civil society before the monsoon can be enjoyed in Mumbai, just like a Basu Chatterjee song.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.